This is how Hello and welcome to Radio Hour. Wait a minute, here with DJ Beef Taco. We are waiting on DJ Happy Tear Wipe. Caught up wiping those tears a little too long this morning. But hello, I am so happy to be back with you here in the studio after a short hiatus. Was busy jamming out, hanging out for a week there for spring break with DJ Happy Tear Wipe, actually. So hopefully here today in the studio, we're going to get to chat with you guys, let you know what's been going on in our lives. We took a magical, mysterious, mystical, magnificent, magnanimous voyage to New Orleans. And we picked up some incredible artists, friends, calories, experiences, memories, dreams, dance moves while we were there. So who knows, you might even get some graphic descriptions of new dance moves going on in New Orleans. This hour, we're going to be bringing you some classics, some famous jazz musicians who hailed from that scene, as well as some of the more recent acts that are coming out. So in that vein, as we wait for DJ Happy Tear Wipe to finish crying and join us here in the studio, I'm going to bring you something from Mr. Trombone Shorty. He hails from New Orleans, age 32, according to his Wikipedia page. Full disclosure, his name is actually Troy Andrews, not Trombone Shorty. The name of his hails from his youth when he would walk in New Orleans marches, and his trombone was reportedly larger than his body, but he was rocking it. So it would be kind of cool to have a trombone as your spirit animal. I think that's what that dude's got going for him. Still looking for mine, so if you have any ideas, let me know. But for now, enjoy Cineramascope. We'll be right back. right. Thank you, Trombone Shorty and Corey Henry, for dropping that one on us with Galactic on Yakame. Really enjoyable to hear people hang out on the trombone. Not something that is super common here in Medford, Massachusetts, unless I've been missing out on all the trombone shows. If you've heard about them, please let me know. So we have a hilarious situation on our hands, which is that DJ Happy Tearwipe is locked out of the studio. A bit embarrassing for that DJ. I feel as though I'm in a position of power here. I could very well just go the rest of the show, do my own thing, spinning my jams, spitting my news. I've got plenty to speak with you guys about today. Or I could be a little bit less parsimonious and share the airtime with my dear friend, which I'm inclined to consider as a possibility. So even though this artist does not hail from New Orleans, I thought it would be a little bit punchy include a little number from this artist who I used to listen to when I was a sophomore in college. One moment. Turns out when you are a DJ, you have to do a lot of things at once. Hopefully DJ Tearwipe is brewing up some stories right now for you guys. Oh man, okay, this is not the song that I was intending, but I think it's equally hilarious and relevant to the situation. So we're gonna go ahead and roll with that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with me. It really means a lot that you're dedicating your ear time to this hilarious hour that I get to share with you. So without further ado, here is David Hasselhoff, Looking for Freedom.
Listen anywhere, anytime.
I was born a rich man's son. I had everything that money could buy, but freedom I had none. Looking so long, I've been looking for freedom. Still the search goes on. I've been looking for freedom since I left my hometown. I've been looking for freedom till it can't be found. I hated down the track. Jump.
David Hasselhoff there with Looking for Freedom. So luckily for DJ Tearwipe, we are all looking for a little bit of freedom, and she was looking for freedom from a locked door, which I am happily in the position to liberate her from. So DJ Tearwipe, how's it going?
Hey guys. Yeah, thank you, Haley, for bringing me into the studio today, allowing me access to this wonderful opportunity to spew some soul and funk and some good New Orleans jazz at you today. I don't know if DJ Beef Taco has informed you yet, but we just got back from an amazing trip down in New Orleans, in the lovely city. And yeah, so we're gonna keep throwing those at you today. DJ Beef Taco wants to say something else.
Oh yes, hello everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed that that little number there. Just wanted to talk a bit about our lead-in track. Every week we begin with 93 till infinity, even though this is our special New Orleans edition, and that has nothing to do with New Orleans, except everything, because that is a song about maximal chilling, you and your homies, from whatever year you happen to be positioned in until infinity. It's kind of a beautiful little reminder that you always have a chance in the present to just be wherever you are in a way that's complete, not really worrying about things that you can't control or things that are going to happen in the future or maybe some things that didn't go so well in the past. But in our recent past, we did have a fantastic journey to New Orleans, as we've mentioned several times now. One thing I did want to mention with regards to our little number from Trombone Shorty is that Trombone Shorty and Galactic, who he was playing with there, as well as the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, famous Preservation Hall Jazz Band, the one, the only, are coming to Boston for the affordable, amenable price of $25 this August. So you will catch...
Can't beat it, folks. Can't beat it.
Cannot beat it. You will catch potentially DJ Happy Tearwipe, if she's interested, and myself at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion there with Trombone Shorty. So anyway, DJ Happy Tearwipe.
What a name. Okay, moving on. We're going to give you one of the names we just mentioned, a song from Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And Preservation Hall is a famous venue in New Orleans itself. I don't know much of the history of it yet, but maybe we'll hear from it in the future. So here's a song by them.
We'll be right back.
live from Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Preservation Hall itself, really incredible venue. We did not make the time to go because we are college students and
also a little pricey. Not a little pricey, but compared to the many free venues in New Orleans, we are college students and hence always trying to save the money. But
and with DJ Happy Tear Wipe's time management skills, not sure that we would have arrived in time to get a seat.
Yeah.
So Preservation Hall is famous for, mostly not. The Opinions Observer, always interrupting my flow. Sorry about that. Gotta love those constant notifications. Feels like a barrage just living in the world. But anyway, didn't make it down to Preservation Hall, but thankfully they are coming up to us this August. So we want to take a little bit of time from you, our listeners, and with you, our listeners, to talk about some of the events happening in the world, whether these are current events or past current events that are now being dragged into this infinite present. Thank you to the Souls of Mischief for that lovely concept. We are just looking to bring you a little bit of new information about what's going on. So many of these little tidbits have been garnered from sources all over the internet, but mostly they come from Harper's monthly publication, America's oldest monthly publication. Thank you very much. Actually, maybe second oldest. It started publishing in 1852. So, to stop this rabble coming out of my mouth, I'm going to go ahead and ask DJ Happy Tear Wipe to start with some of the news. And you can do it in like question response form, however you want to go about it. We could play a game with it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start with a little question and response, maybe a little game like paradigm. Let's see. So I'm looking at some news stories and immediately my eyes go to a beer brand. I'm seeing Busch on the list of news stories. Haley, have you heard of the brand, the company Busch?
Have I ever
any,
heard of Busch?
Any memories with Busch?
You could say that. Yeah, you could say I have some memories of Busch. Not ending up in a Busch, but certainly related to Busch, yes. I would say so.
Okay. Well, what we got here on the news is that recently Anheuser-Busch sent barley into space to possibly explore brewing on
Bowie
Mars.
In space.
Who knew? Who knew that was a something that big name brewing companies were looking to explore? But anyway, that happened as recently as December 15th, 2017. Just a little fact for you there.
Absolutely smashing.
Yeah.
So brewing in space. I don't know about you. I would definitely invest in a space beer. But what do you think? Like where do you think they factor in costs for that? Because if they factor in transportation costs into production, I feel like you're going to be paying in the millions of dollars.
I don't know where the funds are coming for this, Haley. I'm just not sure. And, you know, just the risk factor of putting in the funds for that without any kind of reliable outcome from this. I mean, this is totally experimental. Pretty impressed by their movement in the what might be considered a stagnant period for space exploration, but I'm pretty excited by this.
Finding new ways to reach the anti-gravity state of intoxication.
Right.
Anyway,
moving on.
Let's see. DJ Happy Tear Wipe. Guess the number of passengers the new Subaru Ascent sport utility vehicle is designed to transport.
Ascent. Well, let's see. Sporting vehicles, I feel like, normally have fewer passengers. I'm going to guess a good two people, Haley.
Two people times four will give you the number. So that's eight passengers that the Subaru Ascent, because it's sport utility. They want to let you know, yeah, it is a useful sports car.
Travel more quickly, quicker speeds.
It's a helpful Republican. The number of, okay, so guess the number of cup holders that it has. Ooh, for eight passengers.
Well, let's see. This day and age, you need a coffee by your side. But you also want to get the party brewing with, like, a nice energy soda-mixed hybrid drink.
A nice Mars beer.
So you can't do one anymore. You need two per person. And then you got to add a little extra something, if you know what I mean. Just in case it's an extra party, you're going to a music venue. So I'm going to say a solid 18.
Ooh,
two per person plus two extra.
You are a mathematician by trade, but you missed just one. 19 cup holders.
No way. Look at that logic.
Hey, do we have a computer science major on our hands? Anyway, all right. What's up?
We'll hold off on some more fun news stories for you after the next song.
Yeah, we'll come at you with another one here from Preservation Hall. This is So It Is.
You take care of business. Let Office Depot.
Thank you.
it is. And there it was. That was Preservation Hall Jazz Band coming at us. Thank you. Thank you to those who take jazz seriously and make it a part of their daily lives. I recognize now more than ever that that is a daily sacrifice and a daily lifestyle choice that you have to get deeper and deeper into. And I discover more every day how jazz is just this beautiful interplay of flesh and spirit, mind and body, and sort of love and sadness all intertwined and often voicelessly. So I appreciate that. Anyway, DJ, what's going on? How's it hanging over there on that side of the studio? Walk sign is on, by the way. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Up, down, walk it up. Up, down, walk it up. Boston Ave, walk it up. There's a bus it up.
Okay. So, we are going to...
Man, there are just so many amazing artists to choose from. I definitely want to hear from Alan Toussaint this afternoon. There is nothing in this world more incredible than Alan Toussaint. I mean, that might seem like an exaggeration, but if you dive into his music and you're feeling ethereal and ready to be taken to Mars along with Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser, actually, we discovered both Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser are in the space race for barley. And it really is, it's Cold War-esque. Way they are sending out their satellites and trying to brew space beer. Anyway, back to Alan Toussaint. He is a, well, he was. He passed away, I think, 2 years ago. He was a jazz musician hailing from New Orleans. And he was a student of Professor Longhair, who's another fascinating New Orleans story of somebody who was sort of down in the dumps, but had an amazing talent that the world just could not keep quiet. So I would happily dive into some Alan Toussaint, but DJ Happy Tear Wipe, do you have something else in mind?
No, we can definitely do that. Trying to look it up now. Alan. Where are you at?
He's in the grave now. He's in the grave. This is a classic. We're going to give it to you. Southern Nights.
Thank you.
Okay, that was
Mr. Alan Toussaint. Oh, we have a little bit of a funny story about Alan Toussaint before we get into, we're going to take a little genre shift. So we were at this music club in New Orleans, biding our time, meeting up with some friends who were staying across the city, having a great old time. And the musicians on stage were throwing a party. Somebody was getting married in the audience, so speaker was giving a, or the singer, speaker, what am I in the UN? The singer was giving a, sort of a nice little cheers to the couple. And then the speaker gets the idea, the singer, forgive me. Then the singer gets the idea for 16 people in the place to take Jameson. To have some Jameson. And curious, okay. So I happen to be standing in that region of the bar area, and she starts marching over with 16 people. A lot of people come through. And to skip over some of the other details of the story and get to the point here, I bought her her desired beverage because I happened to be standing in the right place and I was enjoying the show, so I was happy to contribute in some way. It was a free show. Bought the singer a drink and I said, hey, in return, do you mind giving like a little homage to Alan Toussaint, one of the great musicians to shape New Orleans music? And whose legacy will never be forgotten. And she turns to me, chugs her whole drink, and goes, Aaron Toussaint, into the mic. And then she disappears. It's like, Aaron Toussaint, something. She totally butchers his name, like, waltzes back to the stage. And it wasn't exactly the tribute I was envisioning, but maybe he would be happy with that. Maybe it doesn't quite matter. He was not there to witness it. But at least now the world knows that there are many interpretations of music legacies, and Aaron Toussaint is apparently one of them. Well, what's happening over there?
All right. Well, I'm sure that singer was pretty happy with at least some form of recognition and payment. So thank you, Haley, for giving that to that lady who was wonderfully and providing us with beautiful music. Now a memory of New Orleans for us. Let's see. I'm gonna switch genres a little bit. Put on a disco song just to get some a little something different going, but I'm gonna just put on a an artist that came later in the disco era, called, and the song is called La Freak, so I'll put that on.
La Freak, you the freak, I'm a freak here on WMFO. We got 15 minutes in the hour left for you, and here we go.
Have you heard about
Freaking out. Le fric. Le fric. If we were in France, that is how they would say it. Le fric. So, what just happened up here in the studio?
All right, so that was by Chic, C-H-I-C. So basically we just got a call in for a song request. And so we're going to put that on for you. We don't recognize the artist or the song, so we're kind of ready to be surprised along with you.
Free falling.
I don't think it's Free Falling or Tom Petty, but...
Hey! Hey, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. This
maybe it's
one.
A cover, funky cover, Tom Petty remix. Well, we'll see.
We're going to do some research into this, and we'll let you know. We are your investigative reporters du jour. One quick news segment I wanted to throw that I found the other day, which I find hilarious. The date on which the drink company Long Island Iced Tea Corporation changed its name to Long Blockchain Corporation. 12/21/2017.
Why did they change their name to begin with? Block Corporation?
Long Blockchain Corporation.
Blockchain.
Well, so
block...
Well, blockchain is the technology behind cryptocurrency that allows it to basically stack data in these these blocks in a chain that then get processed using really powerful computers, and the whoever's in possession of those powerful computers is the one who gets the money from the transaction. Anyway, it's a long, complicated process, but this was amid the crypto frenzy of late December. And so the Long Island Iced Tea Corporation changed its name. And guess the percentage change in its share price that day. I'll give you a hint. It raised up quite a bit.
Really? I was wondering if it went down, to be honest. I don't know.
183%.
Oh my gosh.
Increase.
Way to go. Long Island Iced Tea.
Yeah, Long Blockchain Corporation.
Connecting them to the cryptocurrency.
Oh, it's genius.
Some say it's the move. Others say they're fools. We won't know.
We won't know
for a bit. We'll see. We'll see if one wins out.
And you know, I think in every twist and turn, when you find yourself striving for some economic gain just for the sake of it, almost like those in the gold rush, you really wonder whether more is really going to get you where you want to go, or if less is more. And with that, we are going to bring you Less Is More from, what is this, Stephen Douglas? No, Stuart Duncan. All right, Less Is More.